Before heading to New York, John Kerry spent a few days campaigning in California. He did not go to San Diego, the state's second largest city, but he's been there before. As a young Navy officer, Kerry trained in San Diego in 1967 and 68. For him, as for thousands of other sailors and Marines, it was the jumping-off point for Vietnam. From San Diego, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For a young serviceman arriving, as John Kerry did, in the late 1960s, there was a lot to like about San Diego. Wade Sanders was here about the same time, and like Kerry, he trained at the Naval Amphibious Base on Coronado.
I mean, the surfing, the Southern California girls, the proximity to Mexico for a beer or for some Mexican food. It was an amazingly stimulating and energizing time.
Kerry and the other trainees spent long hours learning seamanship, survival skills, and rudimentary Vietnamese. But as Douglas Brinkley writes in his new biography, Tour of Duty, Kerry also found time for surfing, seeing a Tijuana bullfight, and flying a rented airplane up the California coast. Kerry lived in an apartment on the beach, and Sander says he would bicycle to his Navy classes, often taking a shortcut through San Diego's busy Marine recruit depot.
They were cranking out Marines as fast as they could crank them out of, and I'm sure seeing those young men with their heads shaved being put through the paces by the DIs was pretty impressive. I mean, you had the feeling in San Diego at the time. I mean, the entire city was wired for war.
Kerry was wired as well. After routine service on the guided missile frigate Gridley, Kerry had volunteered to command a swift boat, a 51-foot aluminum craft initially used to patrol the coast of Vietnam. While Kerry was in San Diego, though, the mission of the swift boats was changing. Instead of relatively safe coastal patrols, the boats were now being sent up the hostile rivers of the Mekong Delta to disrupt enemy supply lines and hunt for Viet Cong. Sanders, who arrived in Vietnam a few months before Kerry, wrote home to his friend, warning the new mission was not what they expected.
Face it, we all had certain romantic ideas about how neat it was going to be because we had seen these little boats from our rather mundane routine existence aboard the offshore ships. But, you know, I don't think John or I really, or anybody who volunteered, really totally processed what you were getting into.
Kerry would find out for himself soon enough. In 4 intense months patrolling the rivers of Vietnam, Kerry was wounded 3 times and awarded both the Bronze and Silver Stars. His doubts about the war deepened as he found himself floating through free fire zones, sometimes harassing innocent fishermen as well as enemy forces. In between patrols, Kerry would talk about his disillusionment with fellow officers like Skip Barker.
I had the impression that this was a man that had a long head and a lot of mental prowess and did a lot of thinking.
Kerry left Vietnam after his 3rd Purple Heart. His subsequent role as an outspoken opponent of the war still rankles some veterans in San Diego, like Robert Caldwell, the Sunday opinion editor of the local newspaper, the Union Tribune. Last week, Caldwell wrote an angry column about Kerry's famous 1971 Senate appearance, in which the sailor-turned-protester condemned what he called war crimes committed on a day-to-day basis by U.S. forces in Vietnam.
I do think he betrayed the cause for which 58,000 Americans and 250,000 South Vietnamese soldiers died. That may not be the popular perception in some quarters today, but it's my perception. And I think, frankly, it will be history's perception.
Kerry still visits San Diego, occasionally walking on the beach where he used to live. Sanders says his friend sometimes goes looking for his old apartment, but like much of that innocent period before Vietnam, it's probably no longer there.
I always joke with him that when he's elected president, we're never going to be able to find a place to put the bronze plaque on. You know, John Kerry slept here.
There is another memorial, though, at the amphibious base on Coronado. An aluminum swift boat is beached there now, along with 2 other craft used by the Brown Water Navy to patrol the rivers of Vietnam. Markers on the boats honor all of the sailors who served aboard them, and nearby there's a wall for the names of more than 2,500 who didn't get to come home. Scott Horsley, NPR News.